The three former Green Bay East students accused in a plot to attack their high school have all reached plea agreements. 18-year-old William Cornell could face the longest sentence after pleading no contest to conspiracy to commit murder and two other charges. Prosecutors are recommending an 8-year prison term with another 12 years of extended supervision. 18-year-old Sean Sturtz also pleaded no contest to conspiracy to commit murder. Brown County District Attorney John Zukowski is asking for a 4.5-year prison sentence, plus 5.5 years on extended supervision. Prosecutors are seeking a 2-year prison term for the 19-year-old Bradley Netwall after he pleaded no contest to conspiracy to cause damage with explosives. District Attorney Zukowski says he feels the recommended sentences are appropriate.
Substantial prison sentences for what they did, not what they could have done. And again, the arrangements that were made, the plea offer made, was, I think, based upon everything that we learned in evaluating our case and just what we believe really these kids had done and what was likely to take place.
Cornell's attorney says he doesn't feel the recommended sentence for his client is fair.
We don't believe it takes into consideration the fact that Mr. Cornell at one point withdrew from whatever plan there was. And we don't think it takes into consideration, Billy Cornell's character. He's never been in trouble before. He's never been arrested for anything.
Cornell's sister, Jackie Cornell, says her brother is doing as well as can be expected in jail and has taken some high school classes over the past year. As for the recommended sentence, it's more than she thought was appropriate.
I wish it was a little bit lower than that because he's just a kid. He's just a kid.
Cornell feels the whole case was just a big misunderstanding. All three will be formally sentenced during the first week of October. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.